Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy, moody, nasty. Hey, hey.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello. It is a Tuesday. I'm back. I'm back.
I know.
I'm
back. So am I.
I, well, alam mo yung we're back, pero may quotation marks. We're back.
I know. This feels oddly familiar. Like, you know.
I know. I feel like March 2020.
Oh my God.
I haven't done this in a while.
Right? We're all team bahay today.
Yes. It's a strange little creature. We are all team bahay. But we are back. So we've got our top 10 for today. And today we are doing something courtesy of Mila Rotzi. Ito nga eh, diba parang, we were just talking about it. Because of this sudden surge na, parang it's the worst that we've seen since we started. I mean, it's not as bad as in terms of people going to the hospital and all that. But more like, yung dami ng tao na kilala mo that actually got it. So,
yeah.
The more nangyayari talaga yung the things that we do na new normal. So, Mila Rotzi wanted us to do, since we've been doing this for 2 years already, what are our hashtag new normal pet peeves?
Ooh.
I'm sure meron tayong mga alam na natin na ito na yung gagawin natin. Probably for the next, for the unforeseeable future. Alam natin, free na tayo last year,
no?
End of last year. Tapos, eto na tayo, di ba? So, we're getting used to it. Pero, what are the things that bug us about the new normal? So,
new normal 2.0.
New normal 2.0. Parang the new normal.
I know.
Di ba? So, let's give you some examples. Yung mga binababa ang mask, pagbabahing. You know, just 2022, I've already seen, and I rarely go out, but the very few times that I do go out, twice na ako nakakita, dalawang ali, naglalakad sila, no, nakasalubong ko. Tapos, makikita ko, they're about to sneeze. Kasi ba mapapatingin ka naman sa mga taong nakakasalubong mo? Nung parang nakikita mo sila na, alam mo, medyo napapapikit-pikit kasi alam mo, magsisneeze na sila. Tapos yung, and then she pulls down her mask.
Oh my
and then
God.
Chew. And then puts that's, her mask back on. And I can already, alam ko na yung nasa mind niya na, ay kadire if I sneeze into my own mask. But that's the point!
That's the point! Especially when you're the one that's sick, all the more that you shouldn't pull down your mask. You know,
I mean, of course, yeah, go.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, diba, we've talked about this before. And also, apart from sneezing, coughing, talking on the phone, people just don't want to get, like, saliva on,
yes,
on the mask. I think in
I see that too. Pag nagtotalk on the phone, feeling nila hindi sila naririnig. So, they pull down the mask. But the more, diba, that's when tumatalsik yung laway mo,
mm-hmm,
and you're spraying stuff. Yeah. So, I was just talking to somebody the other day and para ano, nasa ano rin ta siya, same industry as us. So, there was a point in the pandemic, parang, ano to, earlier pa, na parang, sige, wag ka mag-mask, pero mag-ano ka, mag-face shield. So, at least nakikita yung face mo, pero there's quote-unquote protection. So, we were just talking about it na, of course, it's not safe. I mean, it's better you wear mask kahit walang face shield, more than face shield without mask. Tapos sabi nga niya, another side another downside to yung shield lang without the mask. Pag daw nag-host ka, as you start, you know, going all energetic, tumatalsik na yung laway mo dun sa face shield.
Like, you can see little droplets. Like,
you
literal
can see
droplets.
Little droplets.
And that is so gross.
I mean, it's not a pretty sight. Sabi niya, shocks! Ganito pala pag walang mask, yung laway, tumatalsik ko ng face shield.
Feeling ko kailangan magkaroon ng face shield with wipers.
Yeah. Sa loob. Wipers sa loob. Hindi man lang sa labas.
Knock.
Another example, new normal pet peeves. Yung iche-check ang temperature mo sa mall, tapos 32.8 ang reading. Ano ako bangkay? Parang naglolokohan lang.
Oh my God. Alam mo yung, yeah, obviously, that happens all the time. They don't care.
They don't care. Tsaka yung, alam mo yung, okay, then obviously, this is useless. You're probably letting in people who are sick. Because what's 32.8? Alin dito yung, yeah, alin dito yung may lagnat? Alin dito yung hindi? Ano, 39? Ano, 30? 33? Ang may lagnat? 32? Walang lagnat? Di ba?
Parang, I remember when it was pretty early, I remember Marky asking that exact question. Nung kinuha yung temp niya, tapos parang it was below, well, it was below normal. Tapos dead ma. As in, tinanong niya yung, mm-mm, yung guard, ano ko, patay?
Na-imagine ko pa yung Marky way of saying it. Hi! Ano to? Lokohan!
Yun, ganyan-ganyan.
Diba? Ano niya yung linya niya, di ba? Kalokohan.
Actually, you should call their attention because that shouldn't be allowed. Yun nga eh. Kasi kung nakapasok ka, probably somebody who's got like a fever of 38.5 was able to enter the place, right? Crazy.
And who was that? May nagkwento eh, di ba, before? I don't know if it was Marky or you or me or Rika. Parang, ito more of like, well, nakakaloka siya, pero it's kind of cute. Yung papasok yung guy sa mall, tapos sabi nung guard, parang, oh sir, you need face shield. Sabi, ay naku, hindi ko dala. Saan ako bibili? Sabi niya, sir, sige, bumili kayo sa loob, pero you still need a face shield to go inside to buy a face shield. So sabi niya, paano nga yun? Wala akong dala. Tapos sabi nung guard, oh sir, sige, ito muna, gamitin niyo yun sa akin.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I forgot who told me that story. Na parang, yeah, no. It's like, use mine first, go inside, buy your face shield, come back out, give me my face shield, because now I'm a guard without a face shield. But like, ang dami niyang layers, like una-una, yeah, but while he's inside, you're going to be a guard requiring people to wear face shields. While you're not wearing a face shield yourself.
That is insane. Actually, I had the same...
This is so weird.
I know. Parang naisip ko yan over the weekend when I got tested. Kasi when we went to the testing center, apparently there's a need for face shields. But we weren't informed beforehand. Kasi that we booked it online, you know what I mean? So they could have sent an email saying, oh, don't forget to bring a face shield or whatever. So it just said face shields needed. And then when we got off and talked to the guard just told us to go to a nearby store. Sabi niya, dun sa tabi ng bakery meron, bili na lang kayo. And you're like, we don't want to go anywhere else. We just wanted to go straight. You know, we just wanted to get tested. Yeah. That's the whole reason we're here, because, you know, we're unwell. And then, alam mo yung pagdating mo doon, papalabasin ka pa niya sa mas malayo para bumili ng face shield. So, you know, we had no choice because we couldn't get in. So, we had to buy a face shield. Tapos, pagdating mo doon sa tindahan malapit doon sa testing center, alam, may mga tao pa na hindi nakababa yung mask. Yung parang, guys,
oh my
God. Malapit kayo sa testing center. Can you imagine the number of people who actually go to that store to buy a face shield na kaya magpapatest eh, dahil may nararamdamang symptoms? So parang nakakaano lang siya. Parang, how does this
It doesn't make sense.
Oo, it doesn't make sense talaga.
Ay. Ito, I actually saw a tweet na it super makes sense to me. Na parang, oo nga, no? It is kind of funny. And medyo merong merong who are we kidding vibe yung tweet. So, new normal pet peeve. Yung sa labas ng restaurant, kailangan mong magmask. Where it's outdoors and hiwa-hiwalay kayo. Pero pag dine-in na, pwede nang walang mask. Where it's indoors and dikit-dikit na kayo halos. And I get it na obviously you can take it off because how will you eat if you're wearing a mask, right? Pero just the logic of it na when you're walking outside where it's relatively safer, you're required to wear a mask. But the moment you're indoors, dikit-dikit kayo. I mean, your tables are just a couple of meters away. And, you know, COVID is airborne. Technically, para kayong hawa-hawa na, di ba?
Let's face it, di ba? Nung mga bagong bukas pa, all the establishments, yung medyo social distancing was still strictly implemented na yung tables, hindi talaga siya pwede na dikit-dikit tables allowed, di ba? As in, dumating kasi sa point na yeah, there's a table and parang you're not supposed to occupy the whole table. Let's say it's a four-seater. Diba parang usually dalawa lang yung pwede. Tapos yung dalawa parang may harang na you can't really occupy. But what's the point when the next table is literally like, you know, ilang
right behind
ano
you.
Lang away. Diba? Sobrang, it's, when you think about it, parang naglolokohan tayo, guys.
At saka ano eh, siguro ano, no? Sana like, remember that Japanese video that came out before? Yung parang it shows you the spray of how far it reaches and how long it lingers in the air. At least yung droplets, ah.
Yeah.
Na parang, like when you talk, ganito kalayo ang inaabot. When you cough, ganito kalayo inaabot yung spray. But when you sneeze, ganito kadami at ganito kalayo. Pero those are the droplets. But then, diba, when it's airborne, it's not even droplets anymore.
When it's like Omarion.
Like, yes, pag si Omarion na, lumilipad-lipad na yun. Diba? So, sana meron din, ano, merong infographic din na how far it actually reaches. Para meron tayong idea of how far is safe. Yun nga, kunyari, merong kumakain sa table near you. How far should they be before you should feel safe?
They should be in the next restaurant. That's all.
Diba? Can you imagine one bubble per restaurant?
Oo, dapat yata ganun.
Tapos here's another example. New normal pet peeves. Yung pag Zoom meeting, tapos puro noo yung kausap mo. Yung ayaw magpakita ng mukha lahat. So, may kausap kang baba, may kausap kang noo, may kausap kang tenga. yung
wow.
Parang like,
at least nag-effort siya mag-camera. Iba nga, talagang patay yung camera the whole time.
Yeah. Hindi, parang alam mo yun, parang hindi mo lang, you're not sure if like, the person you're talking to is even human because it's just one little body part that you're talking to.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
It could
weird.
Be,
it's
ano, a dummy. Diba? Naming nagpauso nun.
Yeah. Hindi, alam mo naman, legit. Kasi gumagalaw naman, diba? Pero alam mo yung, sometimes it's like, can you just, like, I know how you look like. It's okay if you haven't combed your hair or, I don't know, or medyo wala kang makeup. It's fine. I just want to see
mo,
you.
Alam mo, the best way is
I'm
just put a mask
you.
On.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Diba?
Diba? Oo. A little weird, no? Kasi sa bahay ka naman. Pero yeah, I get it. And one last example. New normal pet peeves. Yung may kakilala kang, may ubot sipon. Tapos sasabihin sa'yo, hindi, I'm sure tangkaso lang to. Oh my God. This is where we got. This is why we're here.
Why
now.
We're here. Yes. Where we, yes. Tangkaso lang to. Or sipon lang to.
Or so, allergy lang to.
Allergy, yes.
Hindi, di ba? Kasi totoo naman, meron naman talagang like allergy lang. Pero, even if let's say, you think it's just allergy, you still have to treat it like, maybe, you know. Kasi di ba pag allergy, after a few, like rhinitis, it usually happens when you wake up in the morning. Tapos, when...
And it
when,
goes away, yeah.
It goes away, eh. So, when it's, and you know if it's allergy, pero pag yung alam mo yung persistent siya, and tuloy, medyo you have to be, ano, like lalo na pag flu symptoms, I actually like know of people na flu symptoms siya. And ang ano niya is like, hindi, flu to.
Na and all.
Hindi, yeah, tapos parang flu to, hindi to COVID. And I'm like,
How can you tell? You know? Are you, exactly. Ano ka ba? May inner testing ka ba dun sa loob mo? Ba't ganun?
Oo, sure na sure sila na, hindi, ano to, flu.
I get being optimistic. Like, alam mo yung, because I think everybody that gets sick nowadays, just, you know, hopes na, hindi, ano lang to, allergies lang talaga to, or whatever. But, if you, the thing is, unless hindi ka talaga lumalabas ng kwarto mo, alam mo yun yung talagang you don't get exposed to other people, then you should consider it something else na. Kasi parang, di ba, with the numbers that we're seeing now, and the numbers right now, di ba, that doesn't even reflect the full number.
Nope.
Di ba? So, that, my gosh, it's everywhere. So, just assume immediately so, you know, you don't actually give it to other people, because that's the whole thing. The only thing you can control is, you know, who you pass it on to. So, try not to pass it on to anyone.
And I've heard this na rin, yung parang, you have the symptoms, you have to get tested. Eh, hindi na. Oh,
natatakot kasi.
Bakit hindi? Hindi, alam mo, ito yung, and I've heard this more than I should. Paano kung positive? Like, kaya!
What's the whole point? You need to know.
The more that you need to know.
Hindi, I think the fear comes from, baka bigla silang kunin and dalin sa, you know, alam mo yun, yung may ganong fear yung mga tao na what if dalhin ako somewhere. Well, if you can't isolate where you live, diba, dadalhin ka, kailangan ka talaga to go somewhere else. Think of the people you live with also.
Exactly. But yeah. Okay, but yeah, I think that we haven't talked about this in a long time. I mean, on the show.
Yeah.
But I guess where we are right now, parang we're back to like, a pandemic topic, because we haven't really talked about it in a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's medyo fitting because we're kind of in the throes of like Omarion, diba? So, medyo, yeah. I think this is something that I think it's time to revisit. So if you've got entries, you know what to do. Go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag new normal pet peeves in all your tweets.
Good morning rush. On air and online. TMR. The morning rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
Tea over coffee. Monster RX 93.1, we've got tea over coffee. We have the notable wins from the 2022 Golden Globe Awards. Okay. So,
yes. Oh my God, I did not know. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so the first one is actually Korean actor Oh Young-soo, the 77-year-old actor Il-nam in Squid Game, and he actually won Best Supporting Actor. Super cute, right? And I don't know if it's congratulations. Actually, I don't know if it's real, but I saw a quote from him, or he posted that he was getting a lot of calls left and right, and he didn't know like how to handle it. So his daughter is managing him right now, but he says that he needs a manager. I'm sure somebody will come up, right? Up next, we've got Jennifer Coolidge, who won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress in Television for her performance as Shiv Roy in Succession. Yes, in that TV show. And then another one is MJ Rodriguez.
Yay!
Oh, yes, she won.
Mother Bianca
won the Blanca. Golden Globe for Best Blanca for
Bianca si Marky, di ba?
Oh, no. Sorry. Nalilito na ako sa mga drag queens ko. Okay, go.
But yes, so she won the Golden Globe for Best Actress in a TV drama for her role in Pose as House Mother Blanca Rodriguez. Oh my gosh. So happy. Congratulations to you. And then Andrew Garfield won Best Actor for Tick, Tick, Boom. And Will Smith took home the trophy for Best Actor for his performance in King Richard. And by the way, Beyonce was actually snubbed this year because she lost to Billie Eilish for Best Song in a Motion Picture for her song No Time to Die. There we go. So those are just like the notable wins and losses for the Golden Globe.
Congratulations.
I can't shake off the feeling lang na alam mo yung umaano sila, dumadiverse. I mean, I have no problem with the winners. Kasi remember the bigger T with the Golden Globes is that wala na, hindi na nila, they didn't even televise it anymore, and NBC is not carrying the show. 100% of the celebrities turned down the invitation, even just to present, even just to attend. So ganun sila kapariah as a group, you know, like it's dead. The Golden Globes are dead. For what it's worth, it means nothing. And you notice how like nobody even wants to acknowledge that they're nominated. Like most of the nominees completely snubbed their nomination. They did not post about it. They didn't say thank you, Golden Globes, for the honor. None of that. I don't know if any of the winners will actually post after this.
I think sila MP did.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. Pero yun nga, kaya if you notice, Best Actress is a colored drag queen or a trans woman. Tapos you have a Korean best actor. Tapos you have
and then Will Smith, black, right?
Diba? Tapos, and then you have just enough white people to win. Alam mo, parang almost, it's almost as if gumawa sila ng chart na magpanalo tayo ng trans woman, magpapanalo tayo ng Asian, magpanalo tayo ng black. I mean, almost like, it's almost like a diversity 101 para sa Golden Globes. Kasi that's one of the main criticisms for them na, well, one of the there's the whole bayaran sila, two, they're not diverse at all, three, medyo may mafia thingamajig sila going on na kung hindi ka in the inner circle, you'll never be part of the organization, even if you actually have the credentials to become you know, foreign press, diba, and all that. Pero yeah, I have a feeling medyo merong atonement aspect.
That seems to be the theme this year, right?
Not to say that they don't deserve to win. Ah. I'm just thinking parang may ganong factor siya.
FU lang, si Sarah Snook was the one who won for supporting actress for Succession. Because Jennifer Coolidge did not win, but she was nominated for The White Lotus.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So,
anyway, for me lang, it's just, I'm a little saddened by the fact that a lot of people are just, yun nga, dismissing all the wins for the Golden Globes because of all the circus. So, I kind of feel bad, obviously, for the winners, especially those that...
For the winners, totoo yan.
That are first-time winners, and they're so honored, and they're super happy they won. But then, you know, so many people are just like, whatever, that doesn't count. So, parang a little sensitivity, I guess. But it's not really... ano kasi, directed at them, right? But it's really the Hollywood foreign press. Pero, obviously, hindi naman lahat will feel that way or will think that way or will see it that way. So, it's just, it's a little weird when you read stuff.
Especially,
about
ano talaga, especially the nominees and the winners. Obviously, alam mo yung, I'm sure masama sa loob nila to stay silent. Pero, syempre, this is like a, this is almost like a witch hunt, diba? So you, minsan alam mo, you know they want to like acknowledge their award, but then they feel a lot of pressure to snub it because everybody else is saying that they should snub it. I'm sure may ganong aspect na parang
baka may masabi pa yung mga tao.
For sure, merong masasabi, diba? So gustong-gusto mo nang i-congratulate yung sarili mo for winning. Kasi hindi mo magawa. I agree. Sobrang nakaka ano naman. Parang sana ano na lang yung parang congratulations to blah 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 winner of Golden Globe Best Actor, but we're still galit with Golden Globes. Yeah. Sana may ganun na lang para kahit pa paano naman may konting pat on the back for a job well done, di ba?
Yeah. Like you recognize the award but not the award.
The award. Medyo, medyo. Hindi kasi parang for me, make that statement na parang, oh, I'm not attending, I'm not presenting. But you know what? Kudos to the winners. Congratulations. Sana may ganun na lang para may punishment pa rin naman. Pero at the same time, don't punish the winners and the nominees because, di ba, legitimate, they did naman their job. Lang, sad lang.
It's not like they asked to be nominated, diba, in this award. But yeah, complicated, but still congratulations. If you have any thoughts about it, go ahead and tweet us at RXN31 with the hashtag tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we've got Mila Rossi to thank for our topic. Hashtag new normal pet peeves. So let's start off at number 10 from Memski. Zoomicron. Yung ayaw makipag-zoom sa'yo kasi baka daw mahawa.
Baka mahawa or baka makahawa siya.
Oo. Tapos ano yun? Yung magta-travel siya through your laptop, magsispray yung laway mo dun sa, ano mo, headphones mo. Yun. Zoomicron.
Maniwala kayo, guys.
Hindi yan fake news, ha? Ano yan? Nagta-travel
legit
yan.
Legit daw yan. Oo.
Dinidigitize yung, virus. Number 9 from the Super Malas Guy. Naka-double mask ka na nga, pero naaamoy mo pa rin yung hininga niya. Yung naka-double mask siya. Naka-double mask ka. Imagine mo, that's 4 layers, pero naaamoy mo pa rin.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so, plus, it'll travel pa. It means it's that strong.
Pero ano ah, like, I guess the molecules of perfume are like super small. Kasi like, I smell people. Like, kung nari perfume, yeah. Like, kahit naka-double mask ka.
Or alam like, basura, mo eh, diba? Maamoy mo ang
basura. Or basura. Mm-mm.
Kaya I remember parang, the other day, nag-ano ako, nag-panic ako ng slight because may dumaan na basura and I think it was the dry, yung dry garbage. Tapos sabi ko, how come I can't smell anything? Like, dumaan na yung basura, wala akong naamoy. Tapos na-realize ko nga na parang dry garbage ngayon. So usually, walang masyadong amoy. Tapos ako parang, nag-panic na ako na I can't smell anything. I had to like, smell my alcohol after. Alam mo yung parang nagkaroon ako ng mini heart attack.
Akala ko sasabihin mo parang, you know the other day, something like rare happened. Yung naligo ako. Alam mo, parang worth mentioning. The other day, something really weird happened. Naligo ako. Grabe, ang pero sarap pala.
Pero madami kasi ngayon, hindi na nawawala ng sense of taste and smell eh.
Yeah. Yun nga raw.
So, they're saying si Omarion, parang rare yung nawawala ng taste and smell kapag yun yung na-catch mo na variant.
Yung pa naman yung pinaka-ano ko. Like, you know, those yung times na biglang, yung tipong magigising ka na medyo masakit yung throat mo or medyo may konti kang ubo. The first thing I do is like just my mouth. I mean, alam mo yung inside your mouth, even if you're not eating anything, you have a taste of anything, of something, di ba? So parang,
yun yung OG indicator eh, di ba?
Oo eh. So, pag tinanggal mo yun, parang, di ba?
Wala na nga talaga. It's like a common cold or like the flu talaga.
You know, that was, I was talking to somebody recently na parang, di ba, there's this whole theory na parang Omicron is like nature's vaccination na parang if you go through it, parang yun na yung vaccination mo, di ba? Just like, di ba, sometimes pag medyo malakas yung vaccination mo, may lalagnatin ka ng konti, you'll get some of the symptoms, and then afterwards, you're immune, right? So,
yeah.
Some people are, there's this very popular theory now na that's what Omicron is all about. That's why it's so easy to get. Kasi nga parang, you'll get it, your body will fight it, it's not that strong, your body will most likely triumph over it, but after getting the imprint of that, the next time it happens, immune ka na. Your body knows how to handle it already, right? So, the question is, na I was asking, apparently a lot of people are also asking, are we supposed to get it? What about the people who don't get it? Does that mean, yung mga hindi nagka-Omicron, does that mean we're not immune yet? Diba? Parang, so, kasi if you follow that whole logic that it's like a vaccination, well, you have to get your vaccine shots, right? So does that mean we have to get the virus?
I think that is wishful thinking for the most part. Right? That's probably wishful thinking. But, I don't know. I mean, if I had a choice, diba? If I did it, like, I would rather not have it. I would rather not get it. But I don't know. Who, diba?
So, ang diba, ang daming questions.
Even with the whole booster thing, ang dami ko rin ngayon na nakikita na they thought what they had was just a side effect of their booster kasi they got sick because they got their booster. And then, biglang nalaman nila na they also got infected pala. So, alam mo yun, it's a little... Sa, kaya talaga now, if you have access to a test, you like to a test, make sure you test yourself, you get tested. Kasi ang hirap na rin talaga. You don't know. You don't know what's up, di ba? You don't know your status unless mag-test ka.
And with all those, ano nga, those theories, ako talaga, ang biggest question for me right now is it boosted or boostered?
That is the biggest concern.
Kasi like, may nakikita ko, only boosted people, tapos iba naman, only boostered. People. Like, oo nga, no? Ano ba yung tamang, ano ba yung tamang term? And number 8, coming from Renz Rufil, new normal pet peeves, yung hindi mo alam kung nakikinig pa ba yung mga students ko sa Zoom. Alam mo yung, di ba, like, is anyone even listening to me? Like, am I just talking here? And I see a lot of windows, I see a lot of faces, but are they actually listening to me?
I remember, kasi I have a friend who's also a college professor, pero yung mga parang first, yung mga first year college, kanon. And parang nakita ko, most of the like lectures, quote-unquote, would be interactive na. So that you know that they're there. So instead of just you lecturing, I think parang they had to switch it up a little bit, which is also like a lot of work for the teacher. I mean, diba?
Oh,
parang, makakasanayan mo that you would just be the one talking in a lecture room, but now they had to switch to a more interactive lecture. I don't know how that works, pero I mean,
or
wala, ganun mo lang malalaman eh, diba?
Pero at least pag teacher ka, you can require your students to turn their video, their cameras on, as opposed to kung kunyari it's a normal meeting. Because I remember we got a taste of this maybe a couple of years ago. Remember, I think it was with Chico. I was with Chico ata. We were presenting something and then like, yung parang nakapatay yung camera nung mga kausap po. Tapos, you have no idea kung, am I presenting to anyone or am I just talking to myself? Because you can't tell. Mm. You don't hear anything. You don't see anyone. So that's a little more difficult. Feeling ko pag may teacher ka, at least you have the authority to tell your students, mag-on kayo ng camera or on yung mic niyo or something like that.
Tsaka ano eh, minsan nga parang something as simple lang as, okay, everybody, make a thumbs up. Yung alam mo lang na, para lang alam mo na nakikinig pa rin sila. Kasi kahit naka-on yung camera, they could be on their gadgets, you'll never know. They could be watching another video. And nowadays, di ba, pag you can actually watch a movie or a TV series while on Zoom, kasi all you have to do is switch off the sound and then read the subtitles. So technically you can. I've done that a couple of times. Pag kunyari, natutulog si Baby Whale and I want to watch something. It actually works. I'm okay with it. Kahit walang actual or ano, sound. I mean, just reading the subtitles. Okay na ako.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a second gadget, you could definitely do that. Diba?
True.
Tapos pwede or, ka din mag-headphones. Second gadget, diba? It's so easy. Oo.
Tsaka yung ano, naka-headphones ka, akala mo naka-connect sa laptop. Yung pala naka-connect dun sa second gadget.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they're actually listening to what they're watching instead of listening to you. Number 7 from Legal Millennial. No normal pet peeves. In the mall, when you're expecting alcohol and you get hand sanitizer.
I hate it. So
I hate hand sanitizer.
Malagkit siya. It's so difficult to... Tapos pag ang pangit sa kanya, pag napatungan mo siya ng alcohol, that's when you feel the lagkit,
yes.
Diba?
Yes.
At saka alam mo yung ano, minsan yung sobrang lapot, it reminds you of... Wait. Alam mo, ito napaka... Ito,
of what?
Nga, work from home na nga, ganyan pa ugali mo.
Hindi, malapot ka kasi. I mean, I feel you. I totally, really, I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate getting it on me.
Hindi, parang ganito. Pre-pandemic, a friend of ours, we were like, do you have hand sanitizer? We were at the restaurant. So sabi niya, oh, yeah, here. So we're like, ah, okay, thank you. So sabi namin, bakit ang lagkit? Tsaka ayaw niya ma-absorb. Like, ayaw niya talagang ma-absorb.
Yikes!
So we were like, my gosh, parang 30 minutes na. Tapos, dalawa kami or tatlo. So we were like, hindi kami nagkaano, na parang hindi namin alam. In our heads, we were like really bothered na parang, tsaka ba't parang may kulay? Yung hindi, yung alam mo yung meron siyang actual whiteness? So we were like, ako yung nauna, sabi ko, parang I just want to wash this off. So punta ako, secretly, I just said, okay, I'll just go to the bathroom, wiwi lang ako. Tapos, I was going to wash it off. Sabi ko, ang pangit nitong hand sanitizer na to. So I started washing. Bumula!
Like, sabon! Bumula.
Sabon siya, guys!
What?
Tawag na, like, punong-puno yung sink ng suds kasi ang dami niyang nilagay. Oh, tapos, I had to go back. Like, talagang hindi na ako makahinga sa kakatawa. And I'm like, hoy, maghugas kayo. Sabon ang binigay.
Sabon yung binigay.
Oh,
and she was like,
God.
I'm sorry. Tapos pag-check niya, sabon, guys. Like, kaya pala ayaw ma-absorb. Diyos ko, tawa kami ng tawa.
Pero alam mo.
Punong-puno ng suds yung sink.
Oh my God. We're lucky that alcohol is so accessible to us. Kasi diba, as in nandito yung mga gawaan ng alcohol. Kasi I have a lot of friends, well, even my family, diba, in the States, in Europe, puro hand sanitizer talaga sila. Hindi sila parang tayo na spray ng alcohol left and right. Diba? Hindi kasi easily accessible yung alcohol to all of them. So, mas maraming hand sanitizer. Like, they don't sell alcohol in the supermarket like they do here.
As much as we...
Ay,
ang hassle noon. Swerte
na natin. Yeah, alam mo, I know, yung friend ko na sa Paris, si Marie, last time somebody went there, which was just last month, nagpadala ng alcohol sa kanya, kami. Kasi nga, wala silang alcohol. Hindi sila nakabili like us. Hand sanitizer talaga sila.
And number 6 from Archer Aguilar. Sa Zoom, yung laging merong isang ka-Zoom na hindi marunong mag-mute, kaya tuloy lahat ng audio may echo. And it's really difficult. And especially for online... Alam mo yung online, kunyari nag-online hosting ka, tapos meron kayong live interaction. It's so hard because they're listening to the live stream, which is much delayed from the actual. So kunyari nag-ano kayo sa phone, yung kunyari may pa-contest, di ba, na, okay, call this number, ganyan. And they're watching over on their laptops, di ba? So when they talk to you, they're talking to the sound in the laptop. when they should actually be talking to you on the phone. Tapos hindi nagtutugma. Ang laki ng delay. So yeah, that's a little difficult. Yan yung mga ano talaga, mga hindi natin na nafa-factor in when we're doing like events online. Mahirap siya. And number 5 from Winnie the Poor. Poor ha, hindi po. Pag nagtanggal ng mask yung crush ko, tapos hindi ko pala type. Yung medyo matagal mo na siyang spinaspatan. Yung lagi kayo nagkikita, pero never mo pang nakikita yung mukha. Laging nakamask. Tapos finally, for whatever reason, let's say nagpunas ng ilong or ng bibig, tapos tanggal siya ng mask. Tapos nasipat mo na, yung pala yung itsura niya. Tapos hindi nag-match.
Pero what if like, medyo na-fall ka na, diba? Kasi you've been talking.
Pero alam mo yun, yung image, kasi pag ganun yung nangyari, yung regular mo siyang nakikita, nagki-create ka ng, nagfi-fill in the blanks ka.
Yeah.
Kung ganito yung upper half, ganito siguro yung itsura ng lower.
Yeah.
And you create an actual face. And sometimes when they remove their mask, and they're not naman bad looking, it's just that it doesn't match the face that you recreated in your head. Parang there's
dapat
a bit of disappointment.
Dapat mahanap mo na kasi agad yung Instagram nila.
Instagram.
At least malaman mo na, magkaalaman na early on bago ka pa ma-fall.
Exactly. Oo nga, no?
Yeah.
That's a good... If you know their name.
Oo, if you know their name.
Minsan kasi you don't know their full name. Minsan alam mo lang first name or something. And number 4 from Arvs and Carbs, new normal pet peeves, low-key anti-vaxxers. Like, she shares articles about fake news and pretends they're starting a conversation. Pero for me kasi, parang meron naman talang... Hindi, like, kunyari, hindi sila all out na... They never say that they're anti-vaxxers, but they would share articles.
But for me, the mere fact that you're sharing all these things already tells me something about you. Alam mo yon, parang, okay, I already know where you're leaning towards... Diba? Kahit sabihin ko pang hindi ko naman i-judge na sobrang kang anti-vaxxer. Pero, I already know. Kasi nga parang, why else would you be sharing these things? What's your reason?
Kasi merong ano talaga. Merong talagang like, you know, starting a conversation. Like for example, ako, I'm fully vaccinated. And yeah, I will get my boosters and all that. Pero, I'm very interested in the science behind it. And
right.
I am totally open to the whole idea na we don't know what the long-term effects are. It's just that at this point, I can't really afford not to be vaccinated. And you know, I'm not going to be the one unvaccinated person in the room. So I will do it, pero I will read articles. And kasi hindi natin sure pa rin, diba? So,
yeah, but the thing is, I think with mostly with vaccinated people who share stuff like that, to start a conversation, most will preface it with like a post saying, you know, I'm vaccinated, but what do you think about this?
Or
like, you know what I mean? Like, how you explained it to us, diba? Na you're vaccinated, you're gonna get your booster and all that, but you're interested. Pero kasi iba yung parang wala naman silang anything na saying na nagpa-vaccine sila or may balak silang magpabakuna or anything like that. All they do, because I do know some people, I mean, there are certain acquaintances I follow na yung nagugulat ako because almost on a daily basis, they would share something about about that. Na parang, okay, so, well, basically, you're an anti-vaxxer.
I guess this is what you believe. So, right.
Basically, you're part of Novak Djokovic's cult. So, okay, do that. All right, I get it.
Literally, Novak.
Novak. Novak Djokovic.
And the number 3 from Camilo, new normal pet peeves, non-scientific people explaining things as if experts sila. Yung, and obviously, you just get it from, there's this really gripping interview I watched with, what's his name? South African TV talk show host. And stand-up comic. My favorite. What's his name? Anyway, on his show.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah. Yes, thank you, thank you. There, on Trevor Noah show. Yun talaga sinasabi niya na parang the what kills democracy is really the destruction of facts, and which is where we are now, neck deep. Like people are just talking about like non-facts as facts, and now we don't know anymore. Even well-meaning people who actually just want facts, you've lost your capacity to find facts. Ang hirap na. Kasi pag kunyari sabi mo, okay, I want to be maalam when it comes to this topic, so you'll Google it. You are bombarded with non-facts disguised as facts. Ang hirap na. Minsan talaga, like, naghahanap ka talaga, like, legit, naghahanap ka nung, ano ba talaga? Pero ang hirap na ngayon, because so many people will now veil non-facts as pure, unadulterated facts. So, pahirap na ng pahirap. And that's the first step to destroying democracy, because you don't know what truth is. Dati ang dali-dali. All you had to do was go to certain sites and like, okay, ito pala yung totoo. Okay, so fake news pala ito. Mm-hmm. Ayun ang hirap na with TikTok, with Facebook. Uh-huh. With, diba?
Like you don't know what to believe. So
everybody has an agenda.
You don't know
agenda.
What to believe anymore. Yeah. Totoo yan, diba? So ang
parang
hirap
yung na, ano, diba? Like, isn't that like the whole issue in Don't Look Up? Like what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It was so, it's so hard to watch because it's like, you don't know if, is that what's happening here? Like, you know, in the real world? Because, I mean, like we see it and sometimes we acknowledge it that there are some people who are, or some issues that are distractions for the bigger issue.
Yes.
Diba?
Kaya nga ang hirap na eh, diba? Na parang minsan you're following, you know, you think there's a certain way to get to the bottom of things. But have we? Have we really? Have we really gotten to the bottom of things? And number two, ito, I guess it's perfect that you should bring up Don't Look Up and, you know, social media and the loss of facts. From JR Keita. New normal pet peeves, yung nasa year 3 na tayo ng pandemic, pero makakarinig ka pa rin talaga ng hindi naniniwala sa COVID at sinasabing, quote, gawa-gawa lang ng gobyerno yan. Oh no.
Oh my God.
All you have to do is catch it and you know that it's not fake. It's real.
Not a joke.
Yeah.
Not a joke. And the top, new normal pet peeves, comes from Jyoti.
Jyoti says,
yung nasisira na lang talaga yung dati mong new shoes, makeup, etc. Kasi hindi mo naman nagagamit. Tapos, hindi ka naman makabili ulit kasi saan mo nga gagamitin? Alam mo yung naano na, naluma na. And especially, I remember people who bought shoes at the cusp of the pandemic in 2020. Yung tipong, di ba, March tayo nag-lockdown, mga Feb, bumili sila ng bagong sapatos. Yung like, kailan ko to susuot? Tapos yung minsan nasa bahay ka, naka-sneakers ka para lang masuot mo.
And, parang ano, parang yeah, it's the same problem. Same with the car na kailan mo pa initin, like from time to time. Especially the height of the lockdown where you can't go anywhere.
Like literally, you can't go out of the house. So yeah, makikita mo yung in your village, in your neighborhood, makikita mo yung mga car owners na sa loob lang car na idle lang, not going anywhere. And you know na nag-iinit lang sila ng kotse. But same with shoes, kasi 'di ba shoes, when you don't use them, they automatically get crunchy. Alam mo yung soles
dun sa
shoe?
Oo.
It's a thing. If you don't use it, lumulutong siya, and then before you know it, it's not usable anymore. And
pag may leather, it gets cracked, or nag-aano siya, parang nag-tuklak-tuklap.
Para siyang ano eh, yung shoe version ng nagbe-bacon, na garter,
Di
ba parang ganun? Ganun siya eh. So yeah, that's what we have to live with. The top 10 hashtag new normal pet peeves. Go ahead, send them all in, your entries. If you want to join us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag new normal pet peeves in all your tweets.
TMR top 10. The morning rush top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Let's do some greets over at Twitter, hashtag RX greets. Good morning to Jay Nathaniel. And wait a minute. Juspan, good morning.
Hello.
Also to Kenneth Kim Javier. Juice Bank says, I went on a road trip last Sunday. Pupunta sana ako sa Pililia Windmills kaso naharang ako sa checkpoint. Bawal daw maglaboy. Maglaboy. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Maglaboy.
Yeah. So,
magliwaliw.
But he took a really nice photo of the church. Wow. This is the...
Oh.
Oh, oh. Saan nga ba ito? I recognize.
Pililia is Laguna? Where's Pililia?
Yes. Yes, Laguna.
Laguna nga ba? Okay, okay.
Oo. Oh, oh. Or ano na ba yun? Rizal na ba yun? Halahala? Ganun.
Ay, do, yun nga. Eh.
Anyway.
Ay, parang Rizal rin nga yata. Pililia Rizal. Ano nga ba?
Sige. Well, ano. We'll research for it. Google mo. Hello to Archery Aguilar. Good morning to Pia Anthony, Mama Juvie, and Happy Pill.
Now, Rizal.
Supergirl.
It's Rizal.
Yeah. Hello also to Chichi and to all the rushers tuned in. Hello, good morning. I can't see the ano kasi. I'd have to double check the Monster text line. But yeah, you guys can message us there. But if you want to be sure, go ahead and tweet us at RXN31 hashtag RXGreets. Also saying hello to my friend Andrew. Hello, good morning.
Hello. Yeah, it's a little ano lang, it's a little difficult for us because we're woof, woof again. So
yeah.
We're going to have to get back to you when somebody's back in the but better right now. We're
okay, so this next song.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. We've got the top 10 for today. Hello, Team Bahay, yes. Team Chico, Team Hazel.
Ganda-ganda ng ad-lib ko. Naka-mute.
Hello.
Ayan.
As in, ang ganda. Monster RX 93. Sabi ko, parang wala nagre-react. Okay. Ay, nako. Okay, so anyway. Okay, before we do the top 10, can I just share something that, like some random, you know, when I'm on YouTube, I never go there to watch something specific. Usually, I just look at my recommended for you and wala na, buong araw na akong nandun. And one of this random videos that came out was from this show, reality show siya. But for like people who make swords, blades, weapons. Basta specific to like, I think they're called bladesmiths or something. Basta itagagawa ng mga weapon. Tapos yung ano nila, parang what they'll do is, they'll give you a specific, kunyari, katana ng Japan. Tapos gagawin ng contestants. Tapos pa, it'll undergo the tests. If it's strong, if it's sharp, ganyan. Yung featured nila na blade, the Filipino Glock. Glock.
Glock?
Ano nila sabihin? Gulo.
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 Ah, okay.
Ano
ba rin?
Di ba? Oh. As in, the Filipino Glock. Gulok. Knife siya or blade siya na parang square yung dulo. Hindi siya patulis.
Oh.
Gulok. Hindi mo naririnig yung gulok?
No, it's the first time I've heard gulok.
Sa amin yung gulok. Talaga?
Yeah.
Pero sila, ang spelling nila, G-O-L-O-K. Sa atin kasi ang gulok, G-U-L-O-K. So sila, pag-pronounce sila, the Filipino Glock.
Glock.
So, wala lang. Natuwa lang ako dun sa...
Dapat pala yun ang ano, mali naman pala itong si Glock 9 eh.
Okay,
pala
kaya nga eh, Glock
9. Gulok 9, no? Dapat ganun. And but here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Milarazzi. Thank you. New normal pet peeves. Let's start off at number 10 from Nero. Pag yung nai-irritate na yung face mo sa tagal mong nakasuot ng mask, and especially the back of the ears. Oh my God, I cannot even like describe the pain of the behind the ears.
Yeah.
Lalo na pag naka-double mask ka. Tapos
imaginin mo na lang.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying?
No, I mean, like, imagine mo na lang yung people who were working in the medical field, diba? Sobrang tagal siguro.
Even more annoying for them kasi yung nasa back of the head, yung garter.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yung, you know, it goes around your head.
Yeah, it goes around your head. So,
remember,
I've experienced wearing that eh. Kasi before, yun, meron kaming ganun nung hindi pa masyadong available yung mga face masks. And
yeah,
we were left with that, with those. Hindi siya nakakatuwang gamitin talaga.
Pero di ba yun yung super seal? Ano? Tama ba?
Yeah. Yung mga 3M.
Yeah.
If you see the time persons of the year, last year, di ba, it was like the health workers ba yun? Tapos, the photograph that they used for the cover is an actual health worker. Tapos, grabe, sugat-sugat yung mukha because of the mask. Like, literal sugat. Nag-break na yung skin because of the grabbing buong araw. Like, probably 24. Di ba, minsan ang shift nila, 24 hours, 48 hours. And, hello, kung nasa hospital ka, you do not remove your mask. Because pwede kang mahawa. So, oh my gosh, I feel for them. Ako nga, like, I tried it. The longest I've had that I didn't remove my mask was 8 hours. 8 hours of not removing my mask. And my gosh, like, gusto ko nang humiyaw kasi ang sakit-sakit.
Right?
Sakit na. It's crazy. Like, akala mo lang parang nag-iinarte ka, pero hindi siya joke. Hindi siya joke. So, kudos to our health workers who, like, can wear masks ng extended hours. Grabe. Number 9 from Archer Aguilar, new normal pet peeves. Hanggang ngayon, di pa rin marunong mag-screen share sa Zoom. Ay, may atake. Ako hindi pa rin ako marunong mag-screen share.
Medyo marunong. Di ba nagawa
sa Zoom? Sa Zoom, medyo mahirap naman talaga to, like, navigate.
Actually, kailangan ipapasa pa yung host and all that stuff eh.
Here in StreamYard, in the one that we use, medyo mas madali. Yeah, much easier.
You can tell me how to do it. Pero kung ako lang mag-isa, parang hindi ko pa rin alam. But you can instruct me and that's not a problem.
So. Yung tipong ikaw yung parang, ikaw yung host, ganun. Ikaw yung magpe-present.
Oh, yun. Hindi ako marunong. Hindi ko kaya. Number 8 from Memski. New normal pet peeves, yung sandamakmak na QR codes. Pati pagpasok ko sa loob ng bahay namin, kailangan magpakita ng QR code. Grabe naman yun. Wala naman siguro QR code sa bahay. Okay na yun. Number 7 from C Antithesis. Zoom class or meeting. Tapos pag nagtawag na ng volunteers, makikita mo isa-isang nagba-blackout ang Zoom windows. Mauna ng patay ng video or mute ng mic. Yun yung parang Zoom version ng you look down or you look away.
Oh my gosh, but I wouldn't want to be the first one to do that because feeling ko, ang laking ano noon, di ba? Para mapapansin ka kaagad that you're the first one to turn off your video. Feeling ko pag ganun, ako yung tatawagin. Diba?
Pero obvious naman nun, yung bigla na lang makikita mo, the screens are turning black one at a time. Napaka-comical naman nun for the teacher to see. Number 6 from Camilo, new normal pet peeves. Mga alcohol dispensers na mas malakas pa yung ihi ng sanggol pagdating sa pag-discharge ng alcohol. Yung ang hina-hina.
Yeah. Yung those automatic ones.
Yes.
You know what I find? Yung mga ganun, yung kapag 2-in-1 siya, kapag yung it'll check your temperature and then magsispray din siya ng alcohol. Feeling ko kasi parang...
I've never experienced that. I've never tried that.
Mahina yung... No, the one that we have. Diba?
Yung, ah, hindi. I mean, not the same.
Very
well, I mean,
like, naman
medyo
yung...
One at a time.
Ah, okay.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Kala ko meron.
Pero meron din... Meron din. Yung sabay. Yung kapag pinasok mo yung kamay mo, yeah. Oo. I think in the mall. I saw it in the mall once.
Oh.
Pero pag ganun, super parang wee-wee style yung ano. Yung pag-dispense. Super onte.
Parang stream of liquid. Oo.
Tsaka super onte.
Ah, kasi ako, ang nawi-weirdan ako, yung mist. Like, it's so convenient kasi nga, wala ka nang hawakan, di ba? Pero like, feeling ko parang halos wala. halos walang napunta sa kamay ko. Have you tried that? Yung mist.
Yes.
Yung mist spray na masyado na siyang fine. Masyado na siyang...
Actually, depende sa... I think it depends on how long you hold it kasi. If you spray it like you spray a spray bottle na pst, pst, obviously, you're not gonna get anything on your hand. But if you spray
anything,
it like a mist, which is you hold it for a little bit, it's more than enough, actually. Basang basa yung kamay mo after.
You're not sabi ko kasi,
to spray it like alcohol. You know what I mean?
Hindi
like
kasi ang sinasabi alcohol. Ko yung ano, yung automatic. Yung hindi mo hinahawakan, yung nasa mesa.
Pero tapos usually naman to, like, pag automatic, I don't know, I haven't experienced yung parang sobrang hina. Malakas naman siya.
Para na siyang ano eh. Para siyang yung steam ng yung pag nagpapa-facial ka. Yung gano'n. Yung parang like, ano?
Oh, really?
There's nothing. Yung parang, I don't feel any liquid.
Sa mga elevators, usually may mga gano'n na. May mga...
Oo.
Yeah. Oo.
And number 5 from Jyoti. Sorry. Yung aking stand nalalaglag. Number 5 from Jyoti. New normal pet peeves. Napakahirap ng magplano ng bakasyon. Yung Japan trip namin na supposedly isang May and December 2020, apat na beses nang na-adjust at na-rebook at wala pa rin.
Ay, ang hirap nga nun pagka international, lalo na.
Imagine mo yung
trips are difficult enough as it is, diba?
Totoo. Eh, pero imagine mo yung May 2020, that's almost 2 years ago.
Oh,
so, kailan mo pa.
Ang sakit.
Ano, yung kilala ko, apparently, meron lang na rin siyang, you know, even with the pandemic, meron na rin siyang parang nakakaapat or lima na rin yata sila. Parang one last rebooking. And so, yung pinaka-last na, parang, I don't know how the legality of it or why it's so. Pero parang, pag hindi pa kayo pumunta dito sa last na to, wala na, you lose it already. You can't transfer it anymore.
So
it was supposedly for... Parang may ganun. I don't know kasi why. Alam ko iba, wala naman. Pero anyway, yung sa kanila, this was the last chance. January 2022. So, anong nangyari?
Oh, man.
Canceled na naman. So, they've lost it. And they're a family. So, imaginein mo ilang tickets yun. Wala na. Gone. Kasi parang ito na yung last chance nila. Pag hindi pa nila na nagamit, canceled na. Ay, kasi ano rin, like, hindi naman kasi bawal. Gets? Parang if ever, you'll just opt out because of the many cases. But technically, the flights are still ongoing. Hindi naman siya na-cancel. Hindi naman, tuloy naman siya. Wala namang law. Diba? So, but if you're scared, kasi US sila eh. Diba? US yung parang ground zero ng Omicron. So, they've decided not to go kasi ang taas ng cases. So, I guess. Kasi parang ano lang yata, pwede mo lang yata siya i-rebook if sila yung nag-cancel ng flight. If
but if you're the one that's decided, yeah, kasi that's your decision eh. I mean, you could have gone.
That's your decision.
Diba?
Right. Diba? So, ang hirap. Number 4, from JJ Gayosa, new normal pet peeves. Yung, inaayos mo lang naman yung face mask mo, kunyari tabingi or something. Kaso, biglang napuputol yung string. Tapos wala ka ng
face mask. That's pretty common for the cheaper masks eh. Kaya, minsan din you have to think parang, okay, I mean, I can get cheaper masks, but how sure am I that these masks protect me? Like, for example, diba, ang daming sinasabi na kumakalat na fake na yung mga KF94, 95. Mm-hmm. Kasi those are not cheap, TBH. But you can find them online. Nagulat ako for so cheap now. Like, as in, sobra niyang mura. And I'm like, but aren't they supposed to cost more? And for a reason. Kasi nga, mas high quality yung masks na yun.
Wait, does that mean grabe na yung demand? Or
no, may mga fake. Because even on TikTok, you will find na meron yung parang naka-KF whatever, 94 siya. Tapos, nag-blow siya. Nag-lighter test siya. True enough, like the second attempt na pag-blow niya, na-blow niya yung lighter. Meaning, it's not even like, it's not protecting you. So,
yeah,
make sure you test the masks that you also purchase, especially if you got them for super cheap. Medyo magdalawang isip ka ng konti kung legit ba to or not, 'di ba?
Nakamura ka nga eh, kung wala useless naman siya, 'di ba? What's the point?
That's right.
And number three from ODH, new normal pet peeves. People talking loudly in public. Kasi diba sabi nga ng mga experts, and he sent us the actual parang link. The louder we talk, the more air particles we emit. So that includes laughing and singing. Parang the louder, literally, more air, and that means more viruses if they're, you know, positive. So yeah, there's something to be said about just talking softly. Lalo na pag ano. Lalo na
elevator.
Pag
kunyari. My God.
Yes. So obviously, pag nakamask, you know, relatively, you're a little safer. Pero like kunyari, di ba, pag pwede na ulit yung dine-in, di ba, usually you're wearing your mask. Tapos pagkakain na kayo, syempre tatanggalin nyo na yung mask ninyo, di ba? Try not to talk too loud pag wala kayong mask kasi you expel more air, I guess. So, at least that's what the studies show. So, ano lang? Hinay lang. Mahina lang. Volume. Ganito lang. So, the top new normal pet peeves. Ganon. So, para diba, hindi masyadong nag-expel ng air. Number two, for Momo Popahe, new normal pet peeves, working from home needs setting boundaries. So, please lang, bawal akong tawagan pag lunch break. Isang oras na nga lang. Guguluhin niyo pa ako with work matters. Diba, you know, just because I'm home doesn't mean I don't need a break. Yeah. I need to be able to like, relax, have my meal, eat my meal in peace na hindi niyo ko guguluhin. Or for some weekends, diba? Just because I'm at home doesn't mean you can call me on a Saturday, on a Sunday when supposedly this is my break. Diba?
Yeah. Parang feeling ko ang tagal ng conversation nito, especially when the lockdown started.
Oo.
Yung parang, ang tagal-tagal na itong conversation nito, but you know, I don't know why, but it keeps happening. But, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Ang ano mo rin kasi is that, pag ba work from home ka, are you the kind of office where pwede ka rin mag-nap, pwede ka rin manood sandali ng something while you're working from home, di ba? Kasi if that's the case, then parang pwede na lang i-argue na, eh, yun namang 8 hours na nilalogin mo, minsan naman dun kung ano-ano lang ginagawa mo,
right.
Di ba?
Uh-uh.
Pero, if let's say, parang tayo, di ba? We can barely do anything else while we're working from home kasi we're doing a show, right? So you can't really, I can't like go to the garden and water my plants, di ba? Because we're doing a show. Pag ganun, siguro kung na-establish mo na all 8 hours of your work from home, nagtatrabaho ka naman talaga. Kunyari, your camera is always on. Never mo siya ino-off. Dapat ano, respected na yung boundaries, di ba? Pag off-work, right. Off-work na. Hindi mo na pwede.
I wonder, ano?
Pwedeng follow up.
I wonder how it is because I had a conversation with a friend who lived in Spain for quite some time. And he said na, you know, siesta is an actual thing there. Like, they take it seriously.
Yeah.
Like, if you think that it's a joke, it's actually not. And then I was just thinking, now, what if, like, work from home, do they still have siesta? I wonder if they'd still do.
Yeah. Alam mo, it's so funny you should mention that.
Oh, it's
one of what I saw on Instagram, one of the people I follow, si Markian, forgot his name, but the Markian something, na he used to also do a lot of mga Filipino content. He does culture. So, yun. Like, this couple of days ago lang, yung ano niya was parang naglalakad siya sa Spain as he stops in front of a store and it's like, huh? Ba't sarado? Tapos yung, it's closed. Tapos siesta is real.
Yeah.
So apparently, yes. Tapos alam mo, it's not just, ano ha, it's not just Spain and it's not just a concept of siesta. If, when we were in Maldives, nung papauwi na kami, matagal pa, parang hours pa before our flight. So we had to go to Male, which is like the capital of Maldives. And yun yung city, like with streets and everything. Hindi siya beach, as in, syudad siya. When we walked around, pagdating ng 2 o'clock, which is ironic, weirdly enough, it's the same time as siesta. Di ba ang siesta is 2 to 3 or 2 to 4?
Yes.
Sila din, same time. So akala namin, but sila nagsisiesta? Isn't like Maldives like a Muslim country? Apparently, meron din silang ganun. But it's not called a siesta. Parang it's a religious, it's part of their religion.
Parang like a break.
No, parang a break. Oo, meron silang 2 to 4 na sarado lahat ng stores. You can't go anywhere. Like, para siyang deserted yung streets.
Sa atin may religious din, pero parang angelus lang. So, ilang, or 3 o'clock habit. Ano mo yun? Ilang,
isang prayer lang yun.
Diba?
Oh my gosh, I don't actually remember the angelus anymore. Kasi diba before in high school, like especially pa Catholic high school, every day mamememorize mo. Ako, oh my gosh, I don't remember anymore. Kailangan ng refresher.
Kami kasi we never did. Promise.
Talaga?
Never,
in high school?
You never had angelus?
Yeah, we never had angelus. I've never done it in my life.
Oh.
Oh, yung pang ano, naalala ko, 3 o'clock habit. Kasi sa TV, di ba? Pag nakapag ka ng Channel 9. Remember, Channel 9 siya?
Yes.
At saka 13 yata.
Channel 2 yung naiisip ko.
Oo, meron. Pero yung Angelus, like, I know of it, but I've never actually practiced it in my life. Siguro it's not a thing in my family. The top, new normal pet peeves comes from Wildfire.
Wildfire says,
new normal pet peeves, yung aso ko, kinakahulan ako pag naka-face mask ako. Kala niya magnanakaw.
Hello.
Pero alam mo,
pero diba dapat alam nila yung amoy mo?
Oo, pero pag naamoy ka na nila, pero weird ah, like for example, si yung cats, pag kunyari si Isis, di ba, she's very furry. Mm. Pag kunyari, pinag-groom namin siya, tapos sobrang kinalbo siya. Yung talagang like shaved. Pagdating niya, tapos nakita siya nung dalawa, maghihis yung dalawa. Na parang...
parang nila kilala.
Oo. And minsan na parang naamoy na nila na si Isis yun. Parang they don't trust their eyes or their nose. Kasi parang, my eyes tell me that you're not Isis. I can smell you and yeah, you smell like Isis, but you don't look like Isis.
Kaya parang, oh my God.
May ano sila, meron silang ganun. So sometimes, minsan kami rin, yung parang weird, meron kaming pasok sa house na pagpasok namin, maghihis yung cats. Tapos parang after a few seconds, they're like, oh, okay, it's you. Yung parang pag naamoy ka na nila. Pero like, why? Do I look different? Minsan ako na-freak out ako na parang may nakakapit ba sa akin?
Oh my God, baka meron. May nakapasan.
Kasi may mga ganun sila. Na parang, why are you hissing? It's just
what about
us.
The dogs?
Yes, every day.
Pag kunyari, in-room, bagong groom, like, di ba si Siam yung mabalahibo? Pag in-room sa, for example, hindi naman sila nagugulat.
I don't get it eh. Kasi minsan, pag kunyari may... Kasi usually sabay-sabay nila, naman sila i-groom. Pero kunyari, like, isa lang or dalawa lang. When they get home, amoy to death. Like, todo amuyan sila. So, hindi ko alam, is it like, you look different, let me smell you, or you smell different, but you look the same. Diba?
Ah,
kasi
syempre,
pag naligo ka, iba na yung... Minsan, scented yung shampoo eh, diba? So... Maybe they're checking, kaya they start smelling the butt, especially, nag-aamuyan sila ng puwet. So it's like, are you the same? Are you my brother? Are you the same person? Are you the same dog? So yeah, I guess. Pero technically, they should. Like even yung ano, nakikita niyo yung mga like my favorite videos on YouTube. Like when those military personnel, after
yes,
they get deployed
when they
for
get
so
reunited.
Long, and then they come home, and then sometimes the dogs are like, una, they're very sheepish na parang, are you my human? Tapos the moment they smell them, yung aamuyin muna sila, tapos they're
crazy.
Like, oh my gosh, it's you! Then they go crazy. Oh, I cry all the time. I cry all the time. Kasi parang, pero diba, like they don't trust their eyes. I mean, their humans look the same, but it's the smell that triggers the response na, you're my human! It's just so adorable. I love those videos. But there you go. The top 10 new normal pet peeves. We've got two more batches, but we will be on Facebook Live when we return.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Good Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Wait, wait.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
Marky's hello. Here.
Hello, 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 hello. Good morning. Okay,
I gotta... I have wait. To, ano... Sige, kayo muna mag... mag-video because, you know, internet. So... it's better that I'm audio only. So, yeah. Here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Millerazzi. New normal pet peeves. Okay, so yeah, this is a thing. After 2 years, what are the things that bug us about how we do things now? Let's start off at number 9. Coming from Wildfire. And happy birthday, Wildfire! It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Okay, sabi ni Wildfire, yung mga dugyot na plastic cover panels or vapor shields sa taxi or Grab. So, I don't yeah. know how they look like because I've never, I haven't taken a
what are
taxi
they?
Yet since no, pandemic. The, yung vapor you, shield.
It's the one that you put in between the driver
passenger
and you.
The driver. Okay.
And, yeah, and also in the jeepneys, diba? They have those shields as well in between different mm-mm. people in the back. Oh.
Like an, acrylic barrier.
Yes.
Like what we have in the booth, diba? Something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
And also, nagaano sila? Kuya Albert face reveal. Kasi lima tayo dito.
On mo na yung camera mo, Kuya Albert.
Si Kuya Albert ba nandyan?
Actually, hindi ko alam yung... I don't know.
I'm actually not sure also. Like, kanina ko pa kausap yung Monster Tech on Viber. But I don't know who the tech
Monster Tech na hand reveal. Kahit hand lang.
Hand reveal.
We will know who you are.
Si, ano, yung opening natin si Albert.
So siya talaga confirmed.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
at least
yung
opening
nga. Kanina, yeah.
Oh, wait. No start. It was definitely Albert. I don't know now though, pero yeah. Kanina. And also number 9 coming from Avi CJ. New normal pet peeves. Yung during a gathering, may announcement na, please don't post on social media. Alam mo yung alam na ngang bawal at mali, gagawin pa rin. You know, you're doing something that will be called out. So you warn everyone na, can you not post this on social media?
Guilty conscience.
Guilty conscience. It means, willfully, alam mong may ginagawa kang posibleng ma-call out. Number 8, from Pink Lalalam. Yung gusto mong mag-social distancing, pero pag nakapila ka na sa kahera, wala rin, dikit ng dikit yung nasa likod mo. Di naman bibilis yung pila kung didikit ka. Yung parang like they tend to
nakatuto.
Like...
Yeah.
Nakatuto.
Alam mo.
Diba? Yung parang...
I know that you're too close.
Yeah.
I know that you're too close kapag anon, aamoy ko na yung shampoo mo. Like,
at least amoy shampoo, naligo.
Ma'am, you're too close.
Uh-oh.
Or you can do what, ano, there's this crazy old lady who lives in our condo. Whenever she wants to take the elevator by herself, she'll cough.
What?
Huh? Oh, she like
what? That's so...
Yeah, oh, and she's then crazy.
She is, and there are people who look at her and they're like, grabe ang baliw, and she just doesn't stop coughing, and then she's like, and then she just points to the other elevator, wait for that elevator, and goes in the elevator.
Oh my god,
that's awful. You should report
that's
her.
Yeah.
Oh no, we do, but she screams at all of the guards. She's nuts.
Don't you ever wonder when you know you talk about, like, for example, the crazy old lady in your condo? Don't you ever wonder if they listen to the show?
I don't care. Crazy lady in the condo.
No, because sometimes you don't. Alam mo, I just found out yesterday that, like the condo admin person actually listens to
I know.
The show. I had no idea. Because they asked me, somebody messaged me, like, So they blah 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 listens to the show and like they're just wondering how you're doing this, like how you're broadcasting if you're in isolation. And I'm like, oh no no, I'm here. I'm just like working from home. Ganun lang yun.
Yeah, no, there's this one time I think I was in the van during taping or something, and then the driver is just there. He talks about, you know, basketball. He's very, you know, masculine and whatever. And he goes, "Oh, kamusta pala si Chico?" And I'm like, "Okay naman." Sabi ko, you listen to our ex? Oh, oh yes, I listen. Inglesero pala to. Oh, oh.
Diba? Kasi magugulat ka na lang eh. Nakikinig pala sila sa'yo, di ka aware.
Actually, well, no. Pero yeah, that's a weird thing lang eh. No? Parang sometimes you forget what you actually talked about and then you realize or you encounter somebody na it pertains to them to a degree. Like, kunyari, you talk about your condo. Tapos bilang may makikilala ka na taga-condo and then nakikinig pala sila. And then, you get, yung parang,
yeah, and then you panic a little and you start thinking, did I say anything bad? Uh-huh. Like, you know, na baka ikahuli ko or something. wala naman.
Yeah, wala pa naman.
Ayun nga, sinasabi nga ni Nathaniel, ang sa ano nga nung kay Marky, ang actual na gusto niya sabihin is, kamusta naman yung tropa ko na si Chico? Diba? Basketball lang yung usapan eh. Diba? So, yung tropa ko.
Pag talaga basketball, si Chico.
Ay, nako. Ako tanongin nyo, guys. Ako tanongin nyo.
Oh my God. Bakit ang bilis maging tambay nung like, pag basketball, ganun agad yung boys?
Kamusta mga repa, bitch? Tara na. Ball is life.
Oh, grabe. Batang
ata to. Napakasarap talaga mag-basketball.
Nakakainis!
Nilalaroan
mo. Ano ligan mo? Sarap talaga magpapawis. Alam mo? Dribble.
Oh my God! It's like I'm talking to Tom! Di ba kapag si Paul nag... yung pag nag-joke siya ng ganyan, ganyan na ganyan si Tom.
Actually.
Di ba? Masakit ng bato ko.
Kilala na namin pa sino ka basketball mo, Chico.
Oh my God. DJ Tom.
DJ Tom. Oh.
Awis eh. Para yung ininom kong beer the night before. Sarap eh. Maalabas talaga yung pa-awis ko eh.
I swear, I hear Tom. Di ba pag naglolokohan tayo nila Tom ganis?
Oh. Okay. And then number 7 coming from Rudes Antonio. Naka-face shield niya. Pero ang tanong, sinasanitize mo ba everyday? Di ba? Like, kunyari lang. That's all right. You're protecting yourself from projectile whatever droplets. So okay, let's say you encounter somebody who didn't have a mask on, sneezed, and it all, you know, stuck onto the face shield. Pag uwi mo at hindi mo naman siya nilinis, hindi mo naman siya nugasan, edi nahawakan mo rin yung the virus, the germs, diba? So yeah, clean your face shields. Yeah,
true.
Kasi diba kapag, like, kunwari, you came from the outside world, pag uwi mo pa ng, nakakalimutan natin na to change clothes right away. Kasi pwedeng, diba? That's like, the start of the spread, especially in your household. Wait, Chico, may nagre-request daw na, ano, gawin mo yung voiceover ng, heto na! Ang magulo! Ang masaya at pagulong, bulag! Sige na, Chico, isa lang, and you're tomboy.
Ano tomboy? Ba't mo ko tayo ang tomboy?
Tomboy!
Tomboy!
Hindi yung tomboy. Tomboy. Hello, ito yung tomboy. Hindi na papagawa ni Rika sa'yo.
Willis na, heto na!
Imagine naka-full naka-full drag si Chico tapos ganun ang ano.
Go, ito na, ito na.
Boses.
Ito na ang masaya at magulong bulaga.
Grabe! DJ Tom!
DJ Tomboy! Oh,
oh my! DJ Tom, he is coming for your game!
Oh my, ito na!
That's for DJ Tomboy! Oh, oh.
Ganda!
Okay, diba meron ano, meron nga sa 8 Bulaga na That's My Tomboy?
Meron yun, sa Showtime yun.
Meron talaga, ay, ano ba?
Ah, Showtime.
Ay, oo, Showtime, That's My Tomboy. Ako yung That's My Tomboy ng Quezon City. Tandang story represent.
Ay, yung Super Serena, diba?
Oo.
Sabi ni Bernard, grabe si Chico, buong spectrum, sakop. Okay. Next up, number 6 from Camilo, new normal pet peeves. Medical workers who violate health protocols themselves. I'm sure, I mean, diba, in any industry naman, I'm pretty sure they are the ones who like really stick to the rules, and then there are those naman who medyo, you know, don't. So,
problema
ano
doon,
yan?
The medical, risk, ano is... Diba? Sila din yung magpapahamak sa sarili
din.
Nila.
Ayun and, din. Kaya
and,
na.
Yeah, and sometimes they use it as an excuse. They say like, okay, I'm medical professional. So, that means I can go your condo.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah.
Okay, kunin naman natin po ang
pan. Parang specific. ano lang ha? Ako lang kasi sabi ko lang ano ha? Parang napaka-specific ng mga examples. Grabe.
Well, I mean, it's true. Like, if other people can't visit the condo, medical professionals can.
So dapat
without paying a fee.
For what?
Consultation. Kumari, ano? Kailangan ko ng... Paracetamol, yung gano'n.
Ganun.
Paracetamol o paracetamomol?
Paracetamomol! Oh my God!
Paracetamomol!
Oh, sabi ni ano, Adrian, meron daw, hindi naman That's My Tomboy ang sinalihan niya. That's My Serial Killer.
That's My Serial Killer ng Tandang Sora.
Yun!
Grabe.
And also, number 5, coming from Arch Aguilar, yung mga tao sa bahay na di mag-grasp yung concept ng online meeting. Yung uutusan ka, tapos sasabihin, anak, ipost mo muna yan. Hindi mo naman ipost yung meeting.
Game to?
Ongoing
kaya alam mo, feeling ko kailangan ng pre-prod before a meeting. Alam mo yun, yung pakunwari 9 a.m. yung meeting mo. Sasabihin mo na by 8 a.m. pa lang. Oh guys, 1 hour before my meeting ha? Okay, 1 hour. Tapos pag ano, oh guys, 30 minutes na lang, meeting ko na. Okay? Yung parang kailangan i-remind mo yung mga tao.
Oo. Hindi siya kayo nga, na parang they think it's like, especially like siguro the older ones who don't have like mga computers themselves, yung parang akala nila you're like watching a movie. You know, like siguro, lalo na pag you also
like
watch
that.
Movies in your laptop. So pag meeting na, akala nila it's something that you can just pause, go, magmerienda ka muna, tapos balikan na lang ulit, you know, and continue on. Hindi naman kasi ganun yun. Number 3 and number 4 from Emsky, new normal pet peeves, yung mga naka-mask at social distancing nga. Pero makikita mo, pag maghihiwa-hiwalay na, magbebeso.
Bro,
I've seen that. Magbebeso-beso sila. I've seen that eh. Kita ko, I was in the mall and I heard the, you know, typical when two amigas see each other from afar, yung merong squeal, yung, ah! So, syempre, tingin ako. Tapos ano sila, naka-mask, naka-face shield, ganyan. Oh, hala. Like, todo hug. Like, body-to-body hug. Tapos may sabay. Tapos linif nila yung face shield para magbeso. Tapos sabay, suot ulit ng face shield. Yung parang, I think you just I think that all just defeats the purpose.
I think it's because
trying to be careful.
I feel like people think that those things, like the face shields and all that, parang those are to shield you from strangers. But then when you see people you know, you
know, yes,
but they could also be carrying,
but you don't know that for sure. Exactly. So yeah,
even family members, guys, please watch yourselves.
No, di ba nga, sabi nga nila, parang this surge now that we are undergoing, it's really because of the Christmas and the New Year gatherings na, like, majority of the people who turned out positive didn't get it from going to the mall, didn't get it from complete strangers outside of their homes. Majority of the ones who turned out positive got infected when they removed their masks with their family and friends. Kasi doon ka talaga mahahawa. Kasi pag naka-cover, naka-mask, usually we go to the mall, naka-mask ka. So kahit papaano, you have protection. Ang mahirap, di ba, it's usually like there was a gathering, tapos merong isang positive, tapos nahawa everybody. So yun talaga eh, it's that whole thing. And I think we're all guilty of it. Pagkakilala mo, feeling mo automatic negative.
Yeah.
Di ba?
So parang feeling
it's that thing eh, in our heads eh. Tapos pag stranger, kahit gaano ka negative sila, you're very suspicious of them. Na, di ba na parang, okay, ano tayo, fist bump lang, yung ganon when you're greeting them. Pero pag relative, automatic, ay, hindi, safe to. Ano ko to? Kapatid ko to eh. Or parents ko to. Or ganyan. Hindi mo alam. Possibly, dun mo makukuha lalo. Kasi nga, you let down your guard. And number three, coming from Legal Millennial, new normal pet peeves. Mahirap na mag-road trip. Kasi iba-iba ang protocols ng mga LGU. So, kunyari, imaginein mo ha. Totoo yan eh. Kasi like, I know so many people na ganito yung nangyari. They're coming from point A to point C. But in between A and C, they have to pass through B. Yung B, hindi nag-a-allow. Yung C, nag-a-allow. So, alam mo yun, parang, paano ako makakabot dun? Diba? And that happens all the time. Na parang, yung pupuntahan mo, allowed ang leisure travel, but you will pass through an area where leisure travel is not allowed. And even if you argue that we're not going to stay in your area, we're going to pass through, marami, hindi ka papayagan. Diba? Kasi what's to stop you from, you know, biglang while you're in there, you stop and stay in a resort there or a hotel, diba? So,
hirap. Pero ano, diba? Parang, I think nowadays, well, kunwari hindi tayo mag-lockdown, I think you just have to bring your vaccination ID if I'm not mistaken, diba? Because I remember going to Bulacan eh. They looked for our vaccination ID. Proof.
Tsaka ano, like I think they, I don't know ha, pero I've heard na parang ano na talaga, like many areas in the world, I think Singapore and a couple of other places na even with surges, parang ano na lang, like wala nang lockdown talaga.
Yeah.
Parang just, you know, let's just deal with
it. Ride it out.
Oo,
yeah.
Parang, kasi with or without, we're going to have a surge. We just have to learn to be more careful. Kasi pag nilockdown mo, parang, pag after the lockdown, people have a tendency to go crazy. Mm-hmm. Na parang, okay, let's remove all of our masks.
Nakita niyo yung yung
family gathering. Oh.
Yeah. Nakita niyo yung parang technology in Singapore na they kind of just have like this keychain thing na parang RFID na pag dumaan ka sa I don't know, like an establishment. Diba tayo, pe-present pa natin QR code.
Dire-diretso
lang. And then your information would pop up on their screen if you're vaccinated or not. And then you know, all of your details. Ang galing! And you can just like have it on your keychain. Ganon.
Yeah.
In Singapore. That's ang galing mo. Diba?
Oo. So many of the European countries na mega surge, like much worse than us, they still have actual school. Hindi online, ha? Like actual. Uh-oh, oh, actual they don't close up. Yung parang, sige na, parang wala tayong magagawa, ganito talaga. We can't keep locking down. So, let's see. Ang alam ko, ano, Tagaytay, for example, unless there's an announcement talaga from Malacanang or something, they were saying na talagang they're not closing down. They're not like going to this. Kasi diba now LGUs have the option since wala pa namang blanket announcement, they have the option to deny like leisure travel. Pero like yun nga, Tagaytay for example said, nope, we're not going to deny it. As long as pwede, as long as government says go, G lang kami, open lahat ng restaurants.
And if you think about it, Tagaytay is the longest na parang nag-lockdown. Kasi remember, even before the whole surge or the whole pandemic, kinailangan na nilang mag-close eh, di ba? Because of the Taal.
Remember? Yes.
Like in the yes, same yes. time. So parang feeling ko hindi na talaga afford.
It's pero ang ano lang din is some establishments, they don't have a choice either. They end up closing anyway because they're short-staffed yeah. kasi nga like a lot of their staff also test positive or may mga na-expose so kailangan mag-quarantine. So, minsan, ano na lang din, swerte-swertihan na lang, I guess.
Yeah. Si JJ Cayosa then was saying, UAE, open na despite Omicron. Like talagang no lockdowns na. So, a lot of the areas na talaga in the world, parang, hindi na, parang well, hindi naman... hindi naman napipigil, hindi naman napabawasan. And number two for Manny Hesintomatic, the new normal pet peeves, mga hoarders, like nung start ng pandemic, di ba, walang mask and alcohol. Tapos, there was a time, nagkaubusan ng Yakult at vitamin C. Believe it or not, pati Irish Spring, nagkaubusan din at one point. Ngayon naman para sa naman.
Okay lang yan.
Pero ba't ang specific?
Ang specific para naman ng brand ng mga tao.
No, hindi sabon yun.
Ba't naging kape?
Irish cream
yata iniisip mo.
Hindi.
Ano sinabi? Irish cream?
Spring. Yung kulay green.
Spring, Irish. Okay. Irish
cream. Yung nasa balikbayan box.
Bakit na? Spring.
I was like,
bango-bango.
Minom ng kape with Anna.
Hindi. Ginawa mo naman yung sabon. And the top, new normal pet peeves comes from 7070.
7070 says,
yung mga nagpapasok ng outdoor plants sa loob ng bahay at voila, tinatawag na nilang indoor plants.
So, well, now
pero kasi talagang indoor plants.
Uh-oh.
Hindi siya literal any plant that you move indoors, nagiging indoor plant siya. Hindi ganun.
Uh-oh.
And especially now, ha. Ang dami ng mga plantito-plantita, marami na magko-call out sa'yo pag mali yung
pero,
info mo.
True. Chico, di ba the place in front of your village, parang they're gonna take it down, di ba? Like,
yeah.
Like the plant.
We already are.
Why are they taking it down?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Taga
I think it'll widen the road.
Di ba? Pag gusto mo bumili ng you know where to go.
It's an iconic place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and it's not just plants.
Para siyang
Disney. There are animals also. You can also buy mga
fish. Oh, yeah. Like koi.
Uh-oh. Yeah. But it's medyo expensive, but I mean, you know, at least that's the go-to place na malapit lang, di ba? Sayang.
Mm-mm. So, there you go. And I have one more batch, but ano ba? Ano bang gagawin natin? How do we do
wala
this?
Na. Ito na. This wala is na. It. This is the ano.
Ending na to.
Ending na to.
So, let's just give you the other, ano. Let's just give you the other top entry. Yung dapat next
other top
part.
Entry.
Okay.
And the top comes from Rice Raquel.
Ano?
Rice Raquel says.
Ooh, says.
Based on personal experience, instant doctors. Pag nalaman nila na positive ka, do this, don't do that, take this, don't take that.
I'm
all good. I did my research. If I need anything, I'll ask. Thanks.
Yeah. And we have actual doctors and medical professionals.
Well, actual doctors. Pero ako, I'd probably be like that. But not so much na mag-offer ng info. But I would be like, what should I do? What should I take? I'm not averse to getting like...
Advice.
Oo. Kasi I actually don't know. Like what would be the step one, step two, di ba? So outside of being tested, ha, pag kunyari, ano, it's actually scary for me na I don't know what the first thing I'll do.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are like that. Na parang they don't even know where to begin. Like, kunyari may first sign of, may symptom na nalumabas. Yung parang a lot of people just don't do anything because they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you get a symptom, stay home right away. Like, lock yourself in your house. I tell you. Mm-mm. It's for other people.
First thing, alam mo, buti talaga binigyan tayo ng tongkat, ay, ng tongkat ali, ng Lola Remedios.
Boss, kalipa, magsa-shoutout na nga lang, yung kalaban pa yung shoutout.
Ano kalaban? Alam mo ba kung para siya ng tongkat ali, hindi lang para sa lalamunan
yun. Hindi na ba pang lalamunan
yun? Pang ano yun eh?
Pang ko sa'yo.
Pang madami ng lahi.
Ay, iba pa yun. Ano talaga ba yun?
Ano ba yun? Para marami kang energy.
Oh, energy? Marami. Hindi, ano, hindi, buti binigyan tayo ng maraming Lola Remedios. Kasi that's the first thing that I drank when naparanoid.
Expired na yun. Yung Lola Remedios ko, ubus na ba? Kasi expire na. Oo, pinamigay ko. Ito nga, so, di ba, ang dami nating boxes of Lola Remedios. So, I actually gave away a lot of mine upon receiving it because obviously, hindi natin mauubos yun, di ba? But then I had some leftovers and I eventually gave them away also kasi nga malapit na ma-expire and di ko makukonsume. Tapos nung nagkasakit ako at gusto ko na Lola Remedios, wala akong mabiling Lola Remedios.
Ako ano, yeah. I still consumed it. I feel like okay pa naman siya.
Yeah, I think it still works.
Eh, ano ka eh?
Probably, yeah. Usually
ka, ano
naman.
Ka eh? Astig ka eh, di ba? Pangkatali.
Wait lang, does it work for females or is it only for males?
I've never tried. I don't know.
I'm just curious. I don't even know what it looks like. I just know it from the advertisement.
I wonder if it does work for females too.
Diba? Like,
who knows? Right.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, I have no idea. Is that like a
it's like a supplement?
Or is it's it a like supplement.
Something? It is.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Let me Google that.
Sabi ni Mai, agree naman to stay at home, pero please get yourself tested din. Yeah, it's true. And especially if someone tells you that they got sick and you were with them, isolate as well. That's what I did. I isolated for 10 days. Even if, my tests both came out negative, I isolated for 10 days and I stayed at home. But I got my last test yesterday and I'm negative. So, ngayon, pwede na akong lumabas. But, still, walang tao sa labas. Grabe.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, ito, ano, FYI.
Empty.
Mm. FYI. Tongkat ali is an herbal remedy that has been part of traditional Southeast Asian medicine for centuries. It is often used to treat a variety of ailments, including fever, bacterial infection, and erectile dysfunction.
Oh, so fever naman pala. Oh, pwede. Ano kayo?
Dami niyang gamit, ha?
At saka ano?
Dami niyang gamit.
Yeah. You know, it was probably like an unknown side effect. Yung parang a surprise side effect na parang they really made it for fever or like nasal congestion or whatever. And then biglang, whoop! That's also good for that.
I'm sure.
Diba? Kasi parang medyo unlikely yung mga pairing ng side effects.
Did you say?
Si Juice Black naman, shut up and take my money.
Wait. Before that, let's greet CJ Hornacion. Happy birthday. He's my friend
from
Dubai, who's
happy
also
birthday.
A rusher. And a BTS fan. He went to watch the concert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah. So happy birthday. Okay.
What about us? What's our answer?
My normal pet peeve.
You get, for the new normal, the stuff that's,
new normal pet peeve. Actually, the elevator thing is still my pet peeve. Remember before the
surge,
when people would just ignore elevator protocols na, di ba, apat lang. I already talked about this in the show. Na parang biglang hello, biglang anim kayo. And it's like, when did they change the protocols? Because I didn't hear about it. I didn't get that memo. So I don't know why people were just completely ignoring that and they were talking in the elevator. Sometimes may mga kasabay ka pa sa elevator na nakababa yung mask dun sa ilong na nakalabas yung mask. Yung ganun, the usual. And it's like, why? And it's so, it's really, really so annoying, especially if you've been so careful and then you get it. You know what I mean? And then you see these people and they're like, what the hell is wrong with you? Aren't you afraid? Diba? Parang grabe. Grabe lang din talaga. So, good luck.
Ako siguro, ano, like, paiba-iba yung mask na effective depending on the strain. Mm-hmm. Yung parang wala lang, ang gastos lang kasi. Like, di ba? Like, there was a time, remember nung Taal, parang, don't wear surgical mask kasi what you need is like N95. So, we all bought N95. Tapos, biglang nung dumating yung COVID, parang, it was like, you know, you don't actually need N95, save that for the doctors. What you need is just a surgical mask. Tapos now with Omicron, parang actually hindi na pwede yung surgical mask. It has to be like either N95, KN95, or whatever the so many other versions. Nakakalito siya. Hindi mo na alam ko anong mask yung bibilin mo. And sometimes, nagsa-stock up ka kasi, di ba? Kasi nga, like, kunyari, gagamitin surgical mo naman siya eh. Tuloy-tuloy na eh. Diba? So, dami mong surgicals. Bilang, alam ngayon naman, N95. So,
naku, remember, Chico, like, we were just talking about upgrading.
We were just talking about this. Oh my gosh.
I cannot. Yes. It's true.
Parang nakakano lang, yung parang nakakapagod mag-prepare even if you want to be prepared.
Pero ang dami ko pa rin nakikita na parang, di ba, but they say na parang pag naka-surgical mask ka and you double mask, it's ideal na yung second mask mo is just like cloth mask or something like that. But then I still see a lot of different styles. Yung iba naka-double surgical, yung iba naka...
Ako laging double surgical. I don't know how...
Huwag daw double surgical. Ang nadinig ko naman, ang nabasa ko, surgical sa loob, tapos yun nga.
Cloth mask sa labas.
KN or... Hindi, hindi cloth. Yung ano... Yung either KN.
Oh no, but what I read naman, kapag naka N95 ka na, hindi mo na kailangan mag-double. Kasi nga, it's super snug na eh, diba? That's like the topmost protection already for you.
Yeah.
Basta kahit ano, as long as hindi siya yung, what do you call that, yung mud mask. Lumabas ka, no? Naka-mud mask ka.
Yung ano? Parang,
Naka-mud mask. Ano, ako siguro may new normal pet peeve. Siguro bagong pet peeve lang to. Or something that I experienced the other day. So, I was wearing a mask. And then I was also like chewing on some lozenges. Or besides, I had lozenges in my mouth. Tapos, ang hang niya sa mata kasi whenever you take, like you exhale, syempre, aakyat yung breath mo dito. Tapos, grabe, naiiyak ako. Hindi siya mabaho. Yeah. It's more like, maanghang siya sa mata. And it's like, but you can't put your mask down. Mabaho.
Si Marky naman. kasi mabaho.
Judgment mo. Lozenges na nga eh. Grabe talaga yung shade sa akin ni Marky. Ano bang ginawa ko sa'yo?
I completely missed the point. Ay, masakit sa mata, pero mabaho.
Ang sakit ng chan.
Ano? Wala akong...
But it happens though, right?
Pero grabe ha, sobrang thankful ko sa Valda Pasil. Can I just say?
Ako din.
I have ordered those. Sobra niyang sarap. Sobra siyang, it gives you relief talaga.
Yeah.
I can't. Not anymore. Gusto ko yung kasi mabaho.
Like, I have the same problem too sometimes. See? I'm joining the...
Woo! Utot!
I have to wash my mask on a regular basis because it stinks.
Oh, pigilan mo ako.
Grabe.
Oy, may isa pa akong pet peeve habang nag-iisip Marky. Yung mga ano, yung mga people who what do you call this? Yung mga nagpo-post sa social media na pinagpala sila kasi.
Oh my gosh, I saw that!
What?
Grabe yun.
Ay, well, sorry naman!
Sorry na, kasi tumutulong daw.
I swear, those people, actually, I mean, that's just one example. Alam mo yun, that infamous.
Meron ganun?
Hala, hindi nyo ba nabalitaan yun? It's all
yeah,
over.
Meron. Yeah, meron. I'll show you ano a thread, Chico. I'll
please
show you a thread.
Please show me like the, ano, the original screenshot.
Oh, please, the original please. One. Na kasi parang, nangyari, ano, may original, edited the original,
and then
totally deleted. And then posted another one.
Yeah. No, but it's true kasi madami talagang nagpo-post na gano'n na, you know, like it's an achievement. Of course, it is an achievement that you've stayed safe, but the people who got it, it's not like they wanted to get it or like they didn't do their best to protect themselves. So parang nakakaasar lang minsan kapag may makikita ka ng mga ganong post na parang medyo nakabibi. And especially if you're currently going through it, it's, you know, it's really annoying.
True.
So yeah.
I've never heard of this. I want to see it.
Oh, sige, go. I guess when you're in a bubble and one person decides to violate the protocol and ruins the entire experience for everyone within the bubble and gets COVID and gets everyone in that bubble sick, that's, yeah. Really, really not cool. That is
true.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so there you go.
Nate,
thank
we want
you for
your
joining
reaction.
Us.
We want your reaction. Oh. Ito na, sisend namin sa'yo yung ano, yung original post niya. Ayan, tingnan mo
I
sa ano.
I wanna see.
Sa Titan.
Original post, yeah.
Did you see it?
Ay, hala siya. Oh my Lord.
Right?
Why would oh my god?
Why would
oh
my god!
Why would you say that?
Yep,
are you sure
exactly.
That's, are you sure that's the person?
Yeah.
Baka naman fake yan.
No eh.
No. It's not even you know. Kasi even now the post that this person has, parang medyo in the same vein pa din eh. Gets mo?
Inedit niya lang.
Oh my gosh, that's too much.
I can't. Oh my gosh. Totoo na.
Cringe.
Medyo.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Hey. Sorry, I was just looking my nun video on TikTok is going viral a little bit. Let's do a dance cover. yung madre kami.
Oh my
oh my god.
Yeah, it's like people are doing the dance cover. Let's do one. I think it'll be fun. Sorry, just saying for
sabi nila, demand Puya Albert to give his entry.
Si Puya Albert, entry mo.
Ay ako. But yeah, thank you for joining us. And this is the first
tomorrow.
I don't remember the last time we did an all work from home.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, 2020.
Yung huli natin na ano, all work from home. Oh my gosh.
Probably.
Okay. But thank you for joining and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye guys.
Bye.
TMR. Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah.
Sassy.
Moody.
Hey.
Ness.
Hey.
Yeah.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.